You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Laptop flight restrictions spread as security services continue to grapple with ISIS inspiration operations. The Nikkor's botnet returns, but now it's swapped pump-and-dump scans with penny stocks for its usual ransomware payloads. Magic POS is active in the North American wild, and the Bangladesh bank hack looks like it may have been a North Korean job. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Wednesday, March 22, 2017. Yesterday's news of U.S. restrictions on carry-on electronics in flights originating from a specified number of Middle Eastern airports is echoed today with similar news from the U.K. The prohibitions bar large devices like laptops, generally things larger than mobile phones, from being brought into the passenger cabin. They must go as checked baggage. The UK's ban affects airports in Tunisia, Turkey, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. The UK referenced only evolving terrorist threats. The US cited intelligence indicating jihadist plans to conceal explosives and electronic devices. Again, both countries' restrictions affect only flights originating in a relatively small number of Middle Eastern airports. French police make arrests in connection with the weekend attack at Orly Airport. Police, researchers, policymakers grappling with the threat from ISIS continue to look for ways of countering the effects of online inspiration on lone wolves. An op-ed in The Hill argues that the civilized world is losing the cyber war to ISIS. The editorialists mean ISIS information operations continue to succeed. And that to win, the civilized world needs to emulate some of ISIS's more successful tactics. And before they do that, the civilized world's information operators need to buck up on their language skills and learn something about the appeal ISIS makes in the name of Islam. Turning to the conventional criminal threat, researchers have observed that spam surged this week after a global drop-off dating to mid-December of 2016. The December to March hiatus occurred when the Nikkor's botnet ceased activity, apparently at its master's command. Its sudden return seems due to a pump-and-dump penny stock campaign. Naked Security says the attempted manipulation involves Incapta Inc., a pink-sheet-listed media company, but the scam seems to be a third-party caper. The typical features of pump-and-dump spam are all there. The scammers tout penny stock trading over-the-counter, and in an email sent to thousands, they warn you that this tip is a big secret. Don't tell anyone. Fraud experts say, don't bite. NICURS had formerly been used mainly to distribute ransomware. This reappearance of the criminal botnet with a new purpose doesn't mean that ransomware is yesterday's news. The SANS Internet Storm Center continues to track the new Cerebear infestations daily, and researchers note that both Cerebear and the fading Lockheed ransomware variants are growing harder to detect. Norwich University is a private military college located in Vermont, and it's the oldest private military college in the United States, having been established in 1819. They're home to the Norwich University Applied Research Institute, funded in part by DHS and DOD. One of their specialties is cyber wargaming and simulation, using a platform they've developed called DecideFS. Philip Sussman is president of the Norwich University Applied Research Institute.
So the Decide platform, it's distributed environment for critical infrastructure decision-making exercises. So the first D in Decide is distributed. And when we run an exercise, we have participants in that particular exercise from four continents that played simultaneously in the event. So you as an organization can play as you fight. And it allows you to have one large bank, let's say, or a brokerage firm or exchange, and be able to distribute themselves across multiple organizations, because that's exactly how they're organized. If something takes place in the marketplace today and you have to respond, your IT folks may be in one state, your public relations folks in a different, headquarters or the main office where the leadership is someplace else. And so the capability of the tool set is to allow you as an organization to play in different ways. It's a virtual tool set. It's served from the cloud. And it's not focused as much on the bits and bytes. What am I seeing on the wire? It's focused on what are the impacts for my business. And based upon the impacts of my business and the indicators that you would expect within your particular role, and that's the critical piece of what we're doing here. We're putting in front of the leadership a set of challenges that would be reflective of what you would see within a cyber event. There's going to be some messaging that takes place. There's going to be some indicators and warnings that take place. We attempt to create decision tension within the individual participants of the exercise and get them to exercise their internal communications, their incident response plan, and get to that decision tension that allows both the organization, everyone in the organization, to know what they're going to do when they face a cyber event, but also to be introspective of whether or not the way that they're organized, not only from a cyber perspective, but from a business model perspective, is in the best interest of their risk posture.
That's Philip Sussman from Norwich University. In the U.S., online tax fraud is in full swing. The IRS and the Department of Education have suspended the online federal student aid tool, that's the FSA, because the IRS system on which it depends, the data retrieval tool, may be exploitable to gain information useful in identity theft. The data retrieval tool has itself been suspended as well. Magic POS, a new strain of point-of-sale malware, has been observed circulating in North America. We've heard from several experts who commented on the threat. Brian Lang of Lastline offers some encouragement. While more advanced than some of its precursors, Magic POS is detectable by monitoring network traffic for anomalous behavior. He also cautions, quote, "Each time there's a breach like this where public samples are available, companies need to verify that their advanced malware protection is capable of detecting the new threat," end quote. Robert Capps from New Data Security reminds us that stolen credentials are the black market's preferred currency. Magic POS is after valid consumer data that can be used in future crimes. U.S. Armed Services are looking for ways of punishing bad online behavior. Whatever they come up with will no doubt fall under Article 134 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And the NSA has offered its conclusions about the Bangladesh bank heist of February 2016. As many others have speculated, NSA thinks that signs point to North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
Joining me once again is Joe Kerrigan. He's from the Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute. Joe, welcome back. Not too long ago, Cloudflare had what we in the biz call a very bad day. I wanted to swing back around and discuss that with you. There's some interesting lessons here to be learned from what happened to Cloudflare.
They're a web hosting company.
Yeah.
And they're a big one. They handle about 10% of the internet's web traffic. And recently they had a bug in their code that allowed information to be leaked. It was found by a researcher at Google. Yeah, they're calling it Cloud Bleed because it is reminiscent of the Heartbleed vulnerability from a couple of years ago. The problem is a Boolean operator in the code, somebody used a greater than or equals to as opposed to an equals to. And that allowed more information to come out. I'm not sure of all the technical details, but it certainly seems like something very similar to the Heartbleed, where you could ask for more characters than you said you wanted, and it would just dump memory back to you in the response.
Yeah, it says it's a memory leak.
Right, exactly. And, you know, these Boolean operators in code, you can be reviewing the code and look at it and say, this should work just fine, because you're not considering the edge case where somebody is asking for more information than they should be asking for, and the program will give it to them. In fact, these Boolean operator errors, there was a back in, I think, 2005, there was a backdoor found in the Linux kernel that was from a very similar operator, but the problem is that in C, the Boolean operator for equals is two equal signs, but the assignment operator is just one equal sign. So if you're just reading it casually, you might not notice that that's an assignment operator, not a Boolean operator. And I'm quite sure the same thing happened here. If you're looking at greater than or equals to versus equals to, which is again two equal signs, you could just gloss over that and not even see that it's an error.
And so that it'll make it through testing,
and it'll make it through testing.
System has been deployed for a while before anyone noticed there was a problem.
Yep, exactly. It'll make it through testing and code reviews just fine.
So they're saying that one out of every 3.3 million requests through Cloudflare potentially resulted in a memory leakage.
Correct.
That sounds like an uncommon thing, but when you're talking about a provider as large as Cloudflare,
right,
it adds up.
But that's 3.3 million
requests,
HTTP requests. And how many HTTP requests are on the internet every day, and what's 10% of that number? I bet that's a big number.
Yeah. It does add up. So it's interesting. I mean, you know, the other thing you and I talk about a lot are passwords.
Right.
And they're saying change your passwords.
Yeah. This is the host for companies like Uber and OkCupid and some other big names.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure that I would I wouldn't be in a panic telling people to go out and change their passwords, but you certainly cannot hurt yourself right now by changing your password. You can never hurt yourself by changing a password. If you follow my frequent advice of using a password manager, it's very easy to do.
Right. Get yourself on a whatever schedule.
Right.
To change those passwords.
And then when you have an event like this, just go out and make sure you can change your passwords again.
All right. Joe Kerrigan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Dave.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.